part of the problem is, you know, there's a whole classified system for national security information, but then there's a whole other system which is unclassified, which is generically called sensitive but unclassified, and there's something like 107 different labels that people can put on documents. And that does cause confusion because the document, you know, the labels have different meanings in every single agency. So it makes it hard for agencies to share information, and there's not much training, and the labels are kind of put on willy-nilly, and that's the problem that President Obama has now actually asked the administration to look at.
And who makes up the label for any given agency? Is it just they created it at will?
Well, some of them are created at will. I mean, there are a few labels that Congress has actually asked agencies to use by statute, but most of them are just made up. And there are things like FOUO, for official use only, SSI, security-sensitive information, law enforcement-sensitive, LES. So all of these labels have been developed to handle specific issues at agencies, but it's the proliferation of them, the explosion of them, maybe, that's caused the problem.
So what might be a solution to getting some rationality to this whole list?
Well, you know, this is not the first time that there's been a growth of these kinds of labels. I think it happens whenever there's security crises and agencies get nervous about how to handle their information. And actually, the Bush administration had been examining this problem for pretty much the whole time that President Bush was in office. And he had the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, the office that handles the information sharing environment, do an analysis. And they came up with a recommendation that led President Bush to issue a memorandum in May 2008 to try to handle this problem. And what President Bush did was he limited the labels from the 107 that I mentioned down to three basic labels. And so he tried to confront part of the problem by just limiting the number of labels. It doesn't really get to the heart of the problem, though, because part of what we're concerned about is that people are putting labels on all sorts of documents regardless of what they are. I mean, I've gotten things sent to my organization, and we're non-governmental, and they're labeled for official use only. So if you're sharing them outside the government, then they're probably not official use only that should be labeled. So what we would suggest is that there needs to be a system that trains people better so they actually understand when labels should be used, and they limit their use of labels.
So what were the three labels that the Bush administration recommended?
They're basically variants on a new title, which is called Controlled Unclassified Information. But the other thing about the Bush administration is that their policy would only apply to information within the information sharing environment. So that means it has to be terrorism or law enforcement related information. There's a whole bunch of these labels in use by other agencies that have nothing to do with the information sharing environment, and nothing's been done to try to control the use of those.
We're talking with Meredith Fuchs. She is general counsel at George Washington University's National Security Archive. And it seems to me, though, that there needs to be a look at the language used, because when you say official use only, that really has no meaning. As just sensitive but unclassified, well, is it public or not? I mean, so where do we go from here?
Well, I think where we go from here is right now President Obama has asked his administration to do a review of this problem, and he's put it in the hands of the Department of Homeland Security and the Department of Justice, and they really are ground zero for the information sharing environment and that part of the problem. And so they had 60 days, and they're supposed to report by September 1st on a recommendation. And some of what we've recommended is that in addition to limiting the use of these labels, there actually be better training and oversight so that they're not used willy-nilly, and there be a better system for defining when the label should be used, which gets exactly to your point. Each agency right now is able to decide when they can use the labels, and that's why they're used too frequently.
And so essentially it should be classified and unclassified.
Right. Well, they certainly should stay unclassified and should be clear that this has nothing to do with sharing the information with the public, because that's the other thing. Classified information is information we're trying to prevent the spread of knowledge. These other things, we're not trying to prevent the spread of knowledge. We just want to make sure it's handled safely.
Right.
And so one of the things that our organization cares a lot about is that this doesn't interfere with access under the Freedom of Information Act. The President Bush policy that was issued in May 2008 says that a control label may inform whether the record may be released under the Freedom of Information Act. But really, these control labels are not supposed to have anything to do with the Freedom of Information Act. It's different than classified records, where, you know, you do not want the public to have access to them. The classified and the unclassified label situation, they run into each other, but each system is designed for a different problem. So we think they need to be handled differently.
Well, it sounds like there's some training ahead, anyway, for federal workers who handle these documents, isn't there?
I would go so far as to say, Ms. Fuchs, that anything that has a label on it probably doesn't get released under the scenario you describe.
Right. Well, that's what we think happens, but that's not what should happen.
Okay. So you're arguing that they're putting labels on in order to not release the documents?
Well, I don't think they're putting them on in order to not release documents. I think they're putting them on, and then because they're on, they're not releasing the documents. I mean, don't forget that the information sharing environment is something that is being developed because of the lessons we learned from 9/11, which were that agencies need to be able to share information, federal, state, and local agencies, in order to protect our country. And so these labels are actually supposed to be enhancing communication because they're supposed to make the federal agencies feel comfortable that they can share something with state agencies and they don't have to worry about it getting distributed willy-nilly. They're supposed to facilitate that kind of communication. That's very different than the classified system. So right now, we think that these information labels are interfering with that kind of information sharing. And, you know, obviously the best information sharing is when there's no kind of label and people are given the opportunity to make a judgment what needs to be shared with people who ought to know about it.